All right, welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE, and I'm really happy. Well, I'm happy in general, to be honest, these days, because there's so much music happening in the area, but I'm particularly pleased to introduce the Latin Grammy-nominated accordionist, pianist, and composer Sam Ryder to the Midday Show. Sam, welcome. Thank you for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Just to get this little bit of business out of the way at the very beginning, so people know, Sam, you and your outfit, the Human Hands, are going to be performing at the Bart Spiegel Tent tomorrow evening, July 18th. That's Thursday, July 18th at 8 p.m. as part of the Bluegrass on Hudson series in the Bart Spiegel Tent. By the way, have you seen this place before? Have
Yeah,
you?
I performed there actually with the Human Hands maybe 7 or 8 years ago.
Amazing.
Yeah. Different series, I think, but yeah, I remember it was really cool.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they decided to build the series around the success of your performance back then.
Yeah,
You know,
maybe.
how people around here love what you're doing. Let me ask you a question. First of all, what occurs to me as somebody who's just beginning to become familiar with your music personally, and that is, tell me how you arrived at the name of your band.
Oh, the name. Well, it's unfortunately not as good of a story as you might expect, but
You
really
can shush it up a little bit, you know?
it was our guitarist Roy Williams, it was his band at first, and it was a name that his brother had come up with. And Roy had this group in New York City, or really he just had a bunch of regular gigs in Brooklyn about 8 or 9 years ago, and he would call various musicians for these gigs, myself included, and many of the folks that are still in the band. And we would play a variety of things. We'd play some bluegrass, we'd play some swing tunes, all acoustic instrumental music. And about that time in Brooklyn, there was a really amazing growing community of people playing folk music instruments, mandolin and fiddle and guitar and bass and etc. And my friend Eddie and I, Eddie's a saxophonist and I was a pianist and accordionist, we sort of infiltrated this community of players and bringing our more of our jazz background to the mix. And we were all hanging out a lot, playing tunes, playing a lot of regular gigs. Roy had a car at the time, and so we were all willing to go to his gigs all over town because he could drive us. And then after a few years, I decided I wanted to make a record, and I hired all of the same, cast of characters for it. After we made the record, people were saying, "Okay, well, what's the name of the band?" And everybody agreed that we should just keep calling it the Human Hands because that's what the band had been called up until that point. So I sort of then inherited the band from Roy. He's still very much a part of it, obviously. And that's that.
I think that's a great story. Just so you know, my opinion is that's a good story. And you incorporated all sorts of other information into it about the background and the history of the band, which is very helpful. So that well done. And talk a little bit about, yes, this well, let's call it a gumbo, right? I mean, does that apply to kind of you? I'm not saying New Orleans as a particular place that you guys draw from, but I'm just saying the combination of different influences and sounds that you guys are interested in performing and playing is essential, right, to the Human Hands, isn't it? So because you have obviously bluegrass, there's jazz, there's klezmer, which is, I guess, could be described as a kind of jazz as well, and other influences as well in there.
Yeah, it's I would say that it's not really a concerted effort. We play original music that I compose, and my compositions draw on a lot of different sources, as most people that write music do. And my sources just happen to involve a variety of improvised art forms that originated in the early 20th century. You mentioned a lot of them, jazz for sure. Bluegrass, I draw on a lot of Celtic music, Eastern European music, and then also a lot of Latin American rhythms. That's all just sort of by dint of what I've studied in my life and the other collaborations that I've had. And so when I compose music, I don't really make a concerted effort to mash up one thing with another thing. That's never really the point. It's more just that I
It's more
kind of,
organic than that.
yeah, just sort of, a melody or a rhythm emerges, and it definitely has a connection to a tradition, to a living tradition. And then I think one of the interesting things that composers get to do is combining these different elements and seeing how they're related. I'm always interested in the interrelation between different musical cultures. My grandmother was a jeweler, and she used to make these necklaces where she would take beads, folkloric beads from around the world, and she would combine them and make these really kind of like outlandish three-dimensional pieces of jewelry. And I think in some ways what I do musically is similar to that. I'm always thinking about the whole perspective, the whole thing, the finished structure of the piece, but I'm definitely taking these sort of elements of different traditions and stringing them together.
And that might result, in terms of recording your music, in an album called The Golem and Other Tales, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Which, because you mentioned your grandmother, I'm not sure what your own personal history and your fits into your music, but obviously it plays some part in there, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this record, I set out to challenge myself to compose a piece of music with a story. That was something that I was interested in doing, in part because when I was a kid, I loved listening to Peter and the Wolf. Mm-hmm. And other sort of like musical tales like that. And then I started, when I was in grad school studying composition, I sort of was recognizing how a big part of my own process as a composer is to imagine scenes, to imagine narrative or a visual story. And that really helps me put notes on paper. And so for this project, I thought it would be really fun to try to do Peter and the Wolf, but for a folk band. I also was really drawing on the music of Ellington and Gershwin and Copland and a lot of the early film music, Bernard Herrmann in particular. I just thought it would be a really fun challenge for myself as a composer and then also for the ensemble to try to bring this a real story to life. And so then I was like looking around for a good story. I'm a big sci-fi and fantasy fan, and so originally I was going to maybe do Frankenstein. And I was rereading Frankenstein, and Frankenstein then led me back to the tale of the Golem, which is a Jewish folk tale, a legend. It has many different incarnations, but there's a particular version of it, a short story version of it, written by one of the most well-known Jewish authors, Isaac Bashevis Singer, that I remembered reading when I was a kid. And so I ordered that again online and read through it, and I immediately realized it was the right choice. I'd never written anything at all or put out any explicitly Jewish-themed work, and I just sort of thought maybe this is a nice opportunity to do something that was a story that I loved when I was a kid and, you know, connected with my own cultural heritage. And the Golem story, the Golem legend, has so many echoes and interesting parallels to our modern world, just like many other folk tales do. And so it just really felt right.
We have an opportunity to be playing this in part tomorrow evening.
Yes, we'll be playing. I think it's a little TBD, but we're definitely going to play most of it, maybe all of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Again, that's tomorrow, July 18th at 8 o'clock at the Spiegel Tent at Bard, Sam Ryder and the Human Hands. Thank you so much, Sam, for
absolutely
coming on and giving me an opportunity to get to know you a little bit today here on the Midday Show. Is this a song that's on the Golem, the Fire Road?
If this is a song that's on the record, this is not part of the Golem Suite. This is one of the other compositions.
Okay. On the first side.
Yeah, on the first side. This one leans more in the bluegrass or fiddle music tradition. Yeah, and it's titled after a trip I took to Hawaii a couple years ago, and when I got to see the volcano erupting in the rearview mirror after leaving the national park.
That's always the best place to see anything erupting, is in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, and the whole sky was illuminated red as we were driving away at night, so yeah. I titled it after that.
All right, well, here it is, Sam Ryder and the Human Hands with the song The Fire Road, right here on 98.1 KZE.